This is HDGCFCF from UnNews, your source for up-to-the-microsecond misinformation. June 14, 2007. Recently, police in Nevada are hunting for two red-bearded assailants carrying fish poles and wearing shirts with the words "Fish the Lucky Lady, Pier 1," who attacked a man with a wet salmon during what appears to have been a botched burglary. The victim claims the men launched a pointless assault on him, slapping him about the face and legs with a fish caught 2 or 3 weeks ago. Paramedics treated the man for severe non-pulsement and provided him with lemon-scented dishwashing soap to wash off the fishy odor left behind from the wet slaps. Speaking from his home this morning, the victim, still picking off scales stuck to his body, wished to remain anonymous but was none the wiser. "They threatened me with this floppy fish, demanding entry to my house. When I refused, they hit me about the face and legs with the fish that they suddenly pulled from a Victoria's Secret shopping bag. To say I feared for my life would be an overstatement. Life after the attack is different," said the victim. "I have a constant desire to eat worms, and now afraid of cats and birds of prey." It was not clear if the attackers had caught the salmon themselves, or if they bought it from a local fishery monger's shop. Police later warned the public not to approach anyone seeing flourishing a slightly damaged salmon or any type of fish. It is obvious these men are clearly a few tuna short of a school. The attack comes a week after a woman, carrying a wedding cake, was also attacked by two red-bearded men wearing Lucky Lady shirts. However, as distinguished from the above-mentioned attack, the men wielded a portion of cod, not salmon. The woman escaped only after giving each attacker a piece of the cake, along with the bride and the groom figures, from the top of the now halibut-smelling pastry. Police laughed off as amateurish any suggestion of a link between the two incidents, saying only it is clear that the two occurrences are not related because in the first attack, a completely different fish was used as a weapon, showing there is no pattern. When asked for comments, both victims agreed that the police reaction sounded fishy.